Hello and thank you for joining me. Welcome to the Tech Stocks with Alex podcast, where we like to talk about stocks. What's so important today for stocks? Well, stock market's been going down today. Dow Jones is down by 1% today, lost £300. And Nasdaq is down today too, with $62 down. Previous close, which was before, 14,665.6. Same with Dow Jones, 34,681.79. So why is the stock market down today? So S&P 500's been down around 9% around average, lost 270 points or 0.8, having down 400 points shortly after the open. The Nasdaq Composite also declined by 1.1% today. So, stock market's massive rally since its March 2020 bottom has been supported by the notion that COVID would be defeated, the economy would return to something that looks like normal, while governments and central banks filled the gap with ample stimulus. This thesis has played out big time. Now, markets are looking at what's coming next. There's likely to be a slowing of economic growth at the moment from its tired rebound pace, while its monetary policy move will be a tightening. Talk of peak growth and peak stimulus as it's gaining strength. After a 40% surge in the S&P 500 from its COVID sell-off bottom last March, and gained in 10 of the past 12 sessions, doesn't take a whole lot to inspire some profit taking in stocks. Equity markets globally are being slammed this morning, as stocks have started to drink the fear of the bond markets that reflation has peaked. National Securities Andrew Banner wrote on Thursday, "Is this the start of an equity correction that we thought that was in the middle of August? We don't think so, but it's ugly this morning." The declines were broad on Thursday, with all of the sectors of the S&P 500 hit in red. So, technically oriented materials and financials were among the hardest hit, but technology stocks like Google and Apple were also declining. Defensive utilities and customer staples sectors were the best off in the index on Thursday. Bonds, meanwhile, saw their prices rise and yields fall, extending to a recent streak. The 10-year Treasury yield has slumped 0.3 percentage point to 1.29% on Thursday. That yield has been nearly 1.75% in late March, while stocks have been on a tear, hitting all-time highs like 2 days ago. The mood in the markets is starting to sour up. The declines are spread everywhere. Stocks Europe 600 was down almost 2% after ending Wednesday's second highest level ever. Germany's DAX lost 1.8%, as well as the UK's FTSE 100 was down 2%. The Nikkei 225 also lost 1% in Tokyo, where investors have considered the news of the Olympics will be highly held without spectators. Hong Kong's Seng Yang lost nearly 3%, while tech stocks, including Alibaba and Tencent, retreating amid China's tightening regulatory regime. Bonds back in demand, so you probably can't see, but on the chart, it was 1.8% around March, which was its peak. And then it just went in a downhill to where we are today, 1.39%. It's better than we started off in January, but not as good as we were when we were rocking it in March. There was also the first opportunity for overseas investors to react to the latest minutes coming from the US Federal Open Market Committee, which saw division among officials regarding the timing for reducing the rate of bond purchases. This didn't come as a surprise. Officials have been airing their desperate views in the public since the meeting last month. The latest jobless claims out Thursday morning didn't do much to change the narrative either. The number of Americans filing for first-time unemployment unemployment insurance rose up to 373,000, up from 371,000 the previous week, and above expectations for a drop to 350,000. Charles Schwab, ticker SHW, dropped 2.2% after being downgraded to neutral from buy at Goldman Sachs. Coinbase Global had dropped 2.7% as the price of Bitcoin fell below 33,000. Bitcoin was rocking the same in March, it was rocking about 60,000, but now we're rocking about 33,000, which has made some of the exchange stocks go down. DR Horton has lost 2.6%. Dish Network ticked up 0.2%, which is great. Well, I've never heard of that from HSBC. Fremont McGrogan slumped 3.7% from getting cut to underweight to equal weight at Barclays. Overstock.com gained 5.6% today after being initiated by Needham and getting added to the firm's conviction list. So I hope you have enjoyed this today. I've really enjoyed being able to speak to you and tell you this information. Please enjoy. I don't give financial advice, but enjoy and live life on the edge. Goodbye and good night.